to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 7 through 13. You are judging by appearances. If anyone is confident that they belong to Christ, they should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as they do. So even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say, his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive, and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned us, a sphere that also includes you. Do you struggle with just the right words to say when faced with needing to speak up for the truth of God? Do you long for the wisdom to be on your lips to share about Jesus freely in your conversations? Turns out Paul can relate. Now it's true, you can study the Bible and show yourself approved, and it will help you give an account to anyone who asks you about your faith that you have in Jesus. And you should be prepared. It is also true, though, that you should not attempt to speak without calling on the Holy Spirit for guidance. But what if your mind goes blank and the words don't come? I say take heart, you're in good company, because Paul wrote letters that were described as weighty and forceful, but in person, some said he was unimpressive and his speaking amounted to nothing. What? Really? He goes on to say in verse 11, those people who judge him harshly for this should realize that what they are in the letters when absent, they will be in their actions when present. Wow. That's a huge reminder for me. Some people who talk a good game, but their words and actions don't align. There are commentaries that also suggest that in person, Paul was meek and humble. Let's remember, the weapons of our warfare are very powerful, and the evidence of our truth is convincing. We may seem feeble to others, but we are mighty with God. The way we fight is different. Outward force has never been the method of the gospel. We know God looks at the intentions of the heart. While the world judges from the outside, surface stuff like the clothes you wear, the car you drive, the color of your skin, or the pimples on your face. Even Christians are susceptible to these classifications. But actions should reveal the powerful truth of the force living inside of us. How are you doing with displaying who Jesus is through the way you live your life? Lord Jesus, help us to practice what we preach and to put our faith in action. Guide us with your Holy Spirit. May we be the same in word and deed. Our standard is not the world, other people, or even our own selves. Our standard is Jesus. May we seek His truth daily in living this life. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.